The scripture for this service is Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 9,000 branch churches around the world and in Korea and local centers in Korea, and the members who are attending this service through satellites and internet, and GCN TV and Manmin TV viewers. Let's give all thanks and glory to God the Father who has protected us and stayed with us for the whole year 2009. God the Father again gave us overflowing grace and love in 2009. And He did countless signs and wonders, manifesting His power. During this year of blessing, God helped you prepare your vessels to receive blessings, and He poured down overflowing blessings into your ready vessels, both in spirit and body. Through this New Year's Day celebration service, I wish all of you will remember the grace and blessing that you have received for this whole year, and give thanks and glory to God the Father from the depths of your heart. I extend my sincere thanks to those who devoted themselves for the kingdom of God throughout this year 2009. Seen or unseen, all that you planted and all that you have done by faith in love will be paid back both in spirit and body by God. In the name of the Lord, I welcome all of you who came to this church to give God the first hour and first day of the new year. My thanks should be directed to the servants of God and members of the churches in this country and other overseas countries, and to those who are joining us through GCN, Manmin TV, and the internet. I wish for all of us to offer up the thick aroma from the depths of our hearts before God the Father tonight and enjoy the amazing blessing that God has prepared for us. At the same time, I would like to ask you to ride on the flow of spirit so that there will be none who will miss the blessing both in spirit and body that God gives. May your faith grow up all the more quickly in the new year 2010. And may all the assigned missions of Manmin come out as beautiful fruits. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the title of this message is The Flow of the Spirit. God the Father gave us Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 as today's scripture. It says, "Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth." He said all the commands. Then the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. I can assuredly say that Manmin is the model of this word of promise. The Manmin members have listened to the word of God and run so very far to keep and practice all the commandments. You have given fervent prayers, struggled to cast off sin to the point of shedding blood, and circumcised the heart. Meanwhile, as you have done so, God has led Manmin in His amazing works that created something from nothing. Finally, He has set up this church, the outstanding church in the world, as you may see now. There was a closing year ceremony service this morning, and the Father God gave us Deuteronomy chapter 1. And we saw His promise has been promised in this year. Every verse has been accomplished as it was written in this year in this church. And we were again sure that when we obey the Word of God, the Word of God will be kept. But we do not obey, the curse will come on us, just as Father God promised. And now, as the church that accomplishes the providence of God, we are facing the moment that we should bear the fruit of all the works at this end time. In other words, we are now entering the phase of harvest. The signs of all this will be clearly revealed starting from this year 2010. Regarding this, God will supervise not only world situations, but also many domestic aspects, including Korean Christian community related to Manmin. The flow of the Spirit, the title of this message, therefore, refers to the flow of processes to accomplish all the providence through the shepherd that God the Father set up long ago. In other words, it is the flow of atmosphere and situation which God supervises to accomplish the providence of Canaan Sanctuary, the Grand Sanctuary, and the world mission, as well as to help every one of you bear the fruit of blessing. By the way, a fruit cannot be born without certain conditions having been met. For example, sunlight is not only a condition to bear a fruit. We need water, air, nutrition, and other conditions to bear a perfect fruit. Likewise, the providence that God has assigned to this church cannot be accomplished when only one of the conditions is met. Not only world and domestic situation, but also the spiritual flow of this church should go hand in hand with the words of the Bible related to the end time. And then all the providence will come out as fruit. Therefore, I will categorize the flow of Spirit into three. The flow in world situation, the flow in the domestic situation, and the flow in this church. As these three categories of flow pair with the signs of the end time recorded in the Bible, all the providence will come out as fruit in the justice of God at the precise time. To understand the flow of Spirit well, you should have a correct understanding about this term of designated time. When people think of the time that God has set, they usually think that God has set a certain time and He takes an action only at the certain time. Oh yes, since God knows everything, He knows what will happen and when. According to what He knows, He can supervise all conditions and He can work. By the way, to bring out the perfect fruit, God can apply fluidity of time. I will illustrate an example to explain what this fluidity of time is. Suppose a farmer plants seed in let's say, when a woman becomes pregnant, a doctor may expect and the baby is due to be delivered on what date. But do you think the baby can be delivered on the exact date? When he's not, when the baby is not ready to come out, he can stay in the womb of his mother or her mother for a little longer or a little less. The baby can come out to the world a little bit earlier or a little bit later. Let's say a farmer plants seed in spring, and this seed usually bears its fruit in 6 months. This farmer can calculate when he can harvest its fruit when he sows the seed. Let's say, if he sows the seed on March 1st, he can harvest its fruit on September 1st. Therefore, when the farmer plants the seed, he can set the time of harvest, thinking, I will harvest its fruit on September 1st. And if he harvests its fruit on September 1st, it means he gathers in the fruit at the precise time as calculated. Chances are, however, we cannot say that he will harvest the best fruit as the best time based only on the fact that he harvests its fruit according to the calculated precise point in time. There may be flood in between, so you know, it affected the fruit. It can happen. There may be many conditions in between. So, he may not be able to harvest the fruit on the exact day. What about the baby? The baby can calculate, and this day is the day your baby will be born. But the baby can be delivered earlier or later. And the farming is the same. Precisely on September 1st, since 6 months have passed according to the it doesn't matter whether the harvest is precisely on September 1st, since 6 months have passed according to the calculated date for harvest. However, the perfect time of harvest can vary depending on what happens during the period of 6 months. If the percentage of sunshine was less than expected, or if severe climatic conditions, such as a typhoon, affected the growing season, then such conditions would affect the harvest, and the practical time of harvest would be changed. The harvest time can be either earlier or it could be delayed. Since the farmer knows all these possible situations, when he sows the seed on March 1st, he will initially set September 1st as the time of harvest, but he will adjust the exact time while considering all the situations. Depending on the situation, he will apply a floating rather than fixed point in the fluidity of time. When it's close to the time of harvest, the farmer will take a look at the status of the fruit and set the exact time of harvest. He may have a rough idea of the time of harvest in advance, but considering all the possible situations and conditions, he will set the final time of harvest to gather the best fruit. The similar situations also take place in accomplishing the providence that God has given to this church. God has allowed me to apply the fluidity of time in another heart of mind that God has given me. God didn't fix the perfect time when this church would bear the best fruit in accomplishing the given providence. He has allowed me to adjust the time by giving me the authority and power of recreation within the power of God. What about the Israel ministry? Father God said the multicultural festival will be held in July. But Father God said, find the best time according to the conditions and the situations, Israel, and set the best time. So we set the date on September. Then Father God supervised everything, every environment. Like, you know, there was no war, and all the politicians, he moved. So we could have multicultural festival in September. Because we could bear more fruits in September, Father God was pleased with the plan and helped us to, you know, hold that festival in September. In other words, he has allowed me to find the time when we can bear the greatest fruit. However, it does not mean that God doesn't know when this fruit will be born. Since God knows everything, He surely knows when we will bear the fruit of such things as the Canaan sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary that we are to accomplish. And timing of these things are all predetermined by foreknowledge within the providence of God. From the perspective of mankind, however, the timings will be revealed within the fluidity of time in justice. And it's possible due to the free will that has been given to human beings. If a man perfectly obeys in his free will, the time can be moved up in justice. On the other hand, if he disobeys in his free will, the time can be put off in justice as well. Therefore, only because the time when the works of God comes out as fruit is not in accordance with the time that you expect, you should not be able to understand why it is so slow. Why did God refine the Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness? It needed 40 years for them to be, for them to cast off all the old self that they got in the land of Egypt. And to become a people of God, they needed 40 years. That's why Father God refined the Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness. Why do we have to stay in the wilderness for 40 years? You should not say so. God is leading all the flows with precision. You should rather know that allowing the fluidity of time is actually the providence and grace of God, who wants us to bear all the more beautiful and great fruit. In fact, to understand such fluidity of time and the timings, you need to fully understand the deeper knowledge of spiritual space and time. Though, it's just enough for you to understand at this moment that God adjusts the timing with the fluidity of time in His authority of recreation in order to bear the best fruit. However, if you want to understand the deeper things, well, it's not an easy thing to understand, okay? So, you should also remember that God leads the flow of Spirit without even the slightest error while applying the fluidity of time at the same time. Now, I will explain the three categories of the flow of Spirit that God will lead from now on. The first is the flow of world situation. I've always talked to you about this flow of the world situation. I've explained to you not only the general flow, but also many details of them. This current flow will continue in year 2010, in the ever-increasing difficulties in the world state of affairs. All nations will seek their own benefit. Nations will become financially and economically stressed, and the hearts of people become hardened, and love cools down. Political, economic, social, and all the other conditions will be cast into the difficult flow. And people will face many problems, including natural disasters, environment pollution, and resource depletion. They plan budget in advance. Well, how good it would be if all goes well as planned. But there are conditions that they've never expected. And something unusual things happen. And because of this condition and that situation, they may face difficulties. How good it would be if all things go well as planned. In addition, conflicts and discord will not cease in many parts of the globe. The whole world will eventually be in disorder, and the sound of lamentation will be heard everywhere. Last year, there were so many bad things, and it has been settled down. So how good it would be if it becomes like this next year? It would be good for you and good for me, right? In this flow, China, the U.S., and European Union become the leading figures of the world situation. China will continue to apply greater pressure on the U.S. So far, they have tried their best to avoid any conflict. However, as the feud between them continues to deepen, the situation will be revealed. To solve the problems that result from China's pressure, the U.S. will come out with accommodations meant to be temporary expediences. As the world-leading force, the U.S. controls the whole world. But China has become stronger and stronger, and China is, applying, great pressure onto U.S. the way, the U.S. has never expected before. However, they will face disappointment and regret at the end of their efforts, the U.S. Meanwhile, the leadership in the world situation will be gradually taken over by China. Many people will listen to my sermon in the States, but I am telling you what Father God told me. And the word the Father God has given me has been accomplished and fulfilled the way Father God told me. Last Christmas, after the lunch, Man's Mission and I had the meeting, and many women members also attended the meeting too. Even though it was a meeting meant for Man's Mission. And during the meeting, I have go through all the prophecies that I have made last at the Christmas of last year. And I've shown all the news materials and other stuff and proved that all the prophecies have been fulfilled in this year. The situations that I'm telling you right now in this message will be completely and perfectly fulfilled, and you will see it next year. Then a situation will be set in motion that will cause the U.S. to turn its course in a different direction. In order not to lose its leadership, the U.S. will meddle here and there in international affairs, creating deeper discord. One of these is the Middle East area. In this situation, the Middle Eastern nations understand the necessity to unite together in order to speak up for themselves. Eventually, they will weaponize petroleum and drive the international situation to the extreme. Meanwhile, China is no longer the only nation pressuring the U.S. As China allies itself with Russia, they will hold a dominant position, and it will become a great pressure to the European Union. I heard a news tonight. Russia said that they are going to develop a new weapons because they are acknowledged that their the weapons are far behind the level of U.S. So anyway, then this situation will drive the European Union to unite all the more firmly. As you may know now, European Union is now acquiring shape and position of a nation state. In the international community, the EU has greater power than before, and it now has a voice that is heard. This trend in the flow will continue. In the flow of world situation, however, the EU feels it more urgently to get stronger, and thus its unity in the future will be rather forced, while it is now being accomplished in a free atmosphere. Some countries who feel a little bit not good, I mean, right now, some countries do not like the idea of being united, but they will see it was good. Anyway, and this will be directly related to the 7-year Great Tribulation that will take place in the future on Earth. And the EU will practice extreme methods to unite their powers into one great power. Now, what kind of effect will this flow of world situation have on this church? It will create an atmosphere for the kings to come. In the unstable world situation, so-called the haves will become more anxious to keep what they possess. They pursue their own benefit and benefit for their country. When they encounter limiting factors creating situations that they can no longer deal with, the trend in many places of the world for these people will be to seek a man of God. They have no alternatives but to look for the man of God's power. Then the kings will come out from many places of the world. For this, I will give you all the more detailed explanation when I deliver the message about the fourth prayer title, Unceasing Power. The second is the flow of domestic situation. The flow of the domestic situation will be relatively similar to the flow of the world situation. The situation in this country, Korea, will not be easy, and this country will look for a breakthrough to win the hearts of people, but it won't go the way they desire. Not many minutes left for this year. But what's happening in the National Assembly? They are fighting and struggling. The whole National Assembly struggling. They even, fight each other. It's so chaotic in the National Assembly. They have to approve the budget for next year, but they haven't. They tried to force to pass it, but there are other parties who protest. So not many minutes left, so I'm not sure how it's going on now. It's a nonsense not to approve the budget for next year, right? So nothing's easy in this country. So it passed? Okay. The dominating party forced it to pass. So they forced to pass it through, right? For example, as they think the swine flu is settled now, a variation will break out and it will cause disorder and difficulty again. There are many countries that are suffering from swine flu now. Some countries say, the number of swine flu victims are decreasing. What about North Korea? So many people are suffering from swine flu now. What about South Korea? I'm so thankful. By the grace of God. The economic situation may seem to get better for a while, but soon difficulty will return. Eventually, it will become increasingly difficult to recover. The Canaan sanctuary that this church should construct will be accomplished at the most appropriate time according to this flow of the domestic situation. This country will make known this and that policy to solve economic difficulties, and they will take necessary means for economic revitalization. This atmosphere will take a favorable tone for construction of Canaan Sanctuary. All the possible obstacles against sanctuary construction, such as legal, administrative, and civil problems, will be solved naturally according to the flow of domestic situation. For this, I will tell you more details as I deliver the message about the third prayer title, God-Pleasing Sanctuary. At the most proper time, appropriate national policies will be announced, and the construction of Canaan Sanctuary will be done quickly in accordance with the flow of domestic situation. So that's why Father God says the Canaan Sanctuary is a result of multiple blessings. The financial blessing, the domestic situation-wise blessing, and all these things will become favorable for this church, okay? And the construction will be done quickly. The situation of North Korea will go on exactly the way God told us before. North Korea has done many things to find a way for its survival. They spoke up, and they sometimes threatened other countries. However, I mean, what about this week? They proclaimed the U.S. dollar cannot be used in North Korea. They announced it. However, the sole intention of all their actions to draw the attention of other countries, like the U.S., was clearly revealed. And they also revealed that their economic situation as well as their political system is in a serious state of affairs. The flow will eventually drive North Korea to open its doors. As the U.S. reaches out its hand, North Korea will open its door, and thus all things will seem to be in peace. However, the fact that North Korea opens its door does not mean it opens its door wide to their living room, or that they intend to give up their system. They will try hard to keep their system and political line, and this will produce friction again. In this flow, the North Korean mission that has been given to this church will be accomplished. Dear brothers and sisters, the third flow is the flow of this church. The most outstanding change related with this church will take place from year 2010 in the flow of Korean Christian community. Those of you who have paid attention to the flow of the Christian community of this country are aware that its community is in a state of much confusion. The problems of lack of leadership in Christian community and all-around stagnation in Christianity have moved to the forefront. In this situation, Christians will search for the leader who is honest and who can embrace and lead the entire Christian community. They will seek the one who is recognized by God. Many pastors and Christians will acknowledge the fact that they desperately need a spiritual leader in order to overcome all the confusion and problems that they are facing now and for the growth of Christianity. I heard that Catholic is reviving, but what about Christianity? They will eventually realize the necessity of someone who has strong spiritual leadership and power to lead the Christian community. Also, a group that I will refer to as those who discern heresy and falsehood that has caused great confusion in the churches will meet with censure and denunciation. Their true identity and evil doings will be revealed by those who suffered and were harmed by their charges of falsehood and their condemnations of being heretical. This will eventually reveal how wrongfully I and this church have been harmed and afflicted for a long time by such false condemnation of heresy. When the time comes, Manmin News will explain what heresy is, a special issue of Mami News will be published, and that newspaper will be mailed to all the churches in Korea. They do not understand what heresy is. The church that believes in God, that Jesus is the Christ and our Savior, and Father God loves, manifests the power of God. Even the whole world is recognizing this church. But many Christians and pastors condemn this church as heretic. God will allow justice towards me and this church, and also bring those under justice who have slandered us with falsehoods. This flow of the Christian community will allow me and this church to work for the Christian community of this country and to lead a trend of the flow of the future. However, I'm not saying all these things will take place in the earnest in this year 2010. What I mean is that such a flow of Christian community will begin in 2010. When I deliver this kind of message, then some people say, wow, all things will be done in this year 2010. No, it will begin in 2010, and this flow will continue. Along with the flow of the domestic situation, the construction of Canaan Sanctuary will take place at the most proper time, with all the situations being favorable for this church. By the way, the most important thing in this flow of this church is, of course, the spiritual flow that you should ride on. God has led you this far to reach the level that He wants by the means of different refinements and trials. I've always prayed to God with tears, and God has listened to the prayers so that you can come out as precious fruit. Moreover, beginning in 2000, God has always told you about spiritual flow so that you can awaken and ride on the flow. Now compare this church with the church in 2000. Now, if someone deceives you with the word that they spoke in 2000, then are you going to be deceived? Probably you will tell them, go away. Don't deceive me like that. You fool. You will say like that. But by then, you were deceived. You were curious. But there will be none now. You will not listen to the word. You will not see what you should not see. Because you have grown up spiritually, and you have been able to discern between a good and wrong. And you understand the work of Satan. Therefore, most of Mami members understand the spiritual flow, and they know that they should ride on the spiritual flow. However, God has made one thing so clear, That is, no matter how many times you say that you long for spirit and that you are not a man of flesh, unless you change the way you act and keep away from the flesh, you will eventually have no other choice but to cut yourself off from the spirit. In addition, no matter how much grace others give you and how much love others pour over you, unless you choose spirit by yourself, you will be cut off just like unwanted branches, and you will be left behind. The Holy Spirit always guides your heart to understand, and He encourages you and helps you. If you have an intention, then He helps you. If you ignore Him and don't listen to Him, however, God cannot do anything for you. No matter how much I beg God in love, if you forsake the grace and do not listen to Him, you will have no other choice but to be discarded. Elders, workers, servants of God, and Levite workers. Listen, if you don't do what you are told to do, but if you do what you are told not to, if you don't listen to the word of admonishment, you will be far away from the spiritual space. Once you are outside of the spiritual space like this, the flesh will sneak into you. To the extent the flesh sneaks into you, instead of walking toward God, you will gradually be walking toward the falsehood and the world. And you will be eventually dismissed, and you will fall behind and drop out. In this new year 2010, I urge you to bear this fact in your mind deeply once again. And I ask you to make a firm decision to participate in the flow of spirit this new year. It is so easy to live a Christian life, isn't it? Emmanuel Choir, isn't it easy? What about Nisi? Next week, in the second Sunday of January, I'll explain how easy it is to live a Christian life. It is so easy. It's easy to come to Spirit and the Holy Spirit. But if you consider it difficult, then it will be difficult. But if you take it easy, then it will be so easy. So I'm going to explain how easy it is, so that you can ride on this flow so easy, okay? Those who, live an easy Christian life, their life seems so easy, and they can come into spirit all the more quickly. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, beginning with the time of the 27th anniversary, this church entered the third stage of takeoff. For the last 27 years, I always put on Korean traditional hanbok, but now I don't. Now. From the start to 1999 was the first stage. From 2000 till the 27th anniversary was the second stage. And now, 10 years. And now, it is the third stage. So the 17 years and 10 years. Now, the third stage. Starting from today, from this moment, the third stage is the time of reaping and harvesting. On the time of harvest, it's not just one tree that bears its fruit, but all the trees bear their own fruit. It is the same for Manmin's third stage of takeoff. From now on, not only one aspect, but also all the situation of the world, Korea, North Korea, and Christian community will flow in the most proper way. Meanwhile, we will be able to reap and harvest in all the fields where we have been sowing and planting. The same will apply to each and every one of you. The multiple blessing that started with the festival of blessing last year will begin in earnest. Of course, it will be for those who have ridden on the spiritual flow together, preparing their vessels. Dear brothers and sisters, it is now time to harvest. Once a farmer misses the time of harvest, the loss will be great even if he tries to reap later. He may end up not being able to reap anything at all. What would this farmer do if he had nothing to harvest while others are diligently harvesting? It's not too late yet. Even if you haven't diligently sown and cultivated, just try to plant and cultivate from now on. Circumcise your heart, be faithful, and plant before God, including materials, by faith and in love. There is nothing that you can reap without sowing. If you try to reap without sowing, it is rude before God. When you sow, you can reap. When you plant beans, you will reap beans. When you plant rice, you will reap rice. When you plant little, you will reap little. It is the law of the nature, and this is the justice. And those who believe this by faith can receive blessing so easily. But, strangely, it takes long time to have this faith. It has been so long for you to have this kind of faith. While I was living a Christian, when the revival speaker said something, I believed it 100%. Since I believed it, I obeyed. And it turned out to be a blessing later. After I obeyed, I didn't use any kind of thought. Since it is the Word of God, I believed it, I practiced it, and later it turned out to be a blessing. It would be the same for you. But since you didn't show your faith, that's the problem. Circumcise your heart, be faithful, and plant before God, including materials, by faith and love. Even if you plant a lot, it doesn't come to me. You know, go out to other churches. This is the church least force you to plant before God. Whatever you offer to God, I don't use them. I have never used it on my discretion. I don't get any payment from this church. I don't receive anything from this church. This church has never bought a car for me. It was not by church finance. What about my house? The church has never helped me. Some members of the church They volunteered to help me. But what I have now was not done by, there was no church finance. I've never touched it. Well, what about the prayer house in mountains? Since Father God blessed me, I've been able to, you know, have that, you know, prayer house in mountain. And I gave the prayer house to Father God. Father God blessed me this way and that way. Even if you plant, I don't use them. But I teach you so that you can receive blessing. And that's how you accomplish the kingdom of God. So don't misunderstand. Since it is time to harvest, you can make the harvest even quicker than before. The important thing is the decision that you will make in your heart. All you need is your firm resolution and actions to take off flesh and to enter spirit. This is to ride on the flow of spirit that God is leading. By doing so, in this new year 2010, may you abundantly harvest not only the fruit that Manmin is assigned to reap, but also the fruit that each and every one of you should reap. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father, thank you for your love and grace. Let your message become life and faith in their hearts. Father, I delivered the message under the title of Flow of Spirit. I explained what the flow of spirit is. I explained the floating time and the fluidity of time. And I made an example of harvesting and the conception of a baby. And I categorized the flow of spirit into three. The flow of the world situation, the flow of the domestic situation, and the flow of this church. And I hope that every member in Manmin Church will bear great fruit in this third stage of takeoff. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.